Westlock. 6 unanswered goals by the Devon Barons, punctuated by 3 powerplay markers, was too deep a hole for the Westlock senior warriors to climb out of in their first action of 2023, a 6-4, Saturday night loss at the Rotary Spirit Center, RSC. The January 7 defeat at the hands of the 3-5-0-2 Barons, the Warriors' first game in 3 weeks, which opened with a minute of silence to honor former teammate Nicolas Bourgeois, 31, who passed away in a December 5 accident, dropped them to 4th in the North Central Hockey League at 7-4-0-1-15 points, 1 point behind the Morinville Kings, who now sit in 3rd with an 8-4-1-0 mark following their 12-3 demolition of the 2nd place 8-3-0-1 Camrose Crunch, who remain in 2nd with 17 points. While a goal from Tyler Kampje's 2 minutes into the tilt was the start the Warriors were looking for, the wheels quickly fell off as the Barons tied the score 9 seconds later, then went up 2-1-1:40 after that and netted 2 more, including a powerplay goal, before the end of the frame. In the second, the Barons potted 2 more powerplay goals to go up 6-1, which ended the night for Warriors keeper Chase Langdale, who was replaced by Cole Hober, who turned aside all 6 shots he faced. The club did respond with a Kyle Dronick goal before the end of the frame, while a shorthanded marker from Jake Chisma and an unassisted goal from Scott Ivey, the game's 3rd star, in the final 20 minutes made the final 6-4. Although it was hardly the result they were looking for, Captain Mike Ivey said he was happy they didn't quit and made the final score respectable. "We had a good start, but they scored on the next shift and then kind of took over. That first period was definitely the difference, and spotting them 4 goals was tough," said Ivey. "But I'm happy we didn't quit on the game and battled back. It was definitely a game we had been hoping to win, so it was disappointing." The Warriors have 2 regular season games left before playoffs begin in February. On January 21, they'll head south to face the Red Deer Rustlers and end the regular season with a January 28 tilt in Camrose. For this year's playoffs, the top 2 teams receive a first-round bye, while the third-place squad faces the team in 6th and the 4th and 5th place club square off. Round 1 will feature 2 best-of-5 series, while the 2 semifinal series and the championship will be best-of-7s. As it stands, Lacombe appears to have locked up top spot in the league at 10-0-1-1-21 points, while Camrose, 17 points, Morinville, 16 points, and Westlock, 15 points, occupy spots 2-4 and all have 2 games left to play. Red Deer sits in 5th with 10 points and 3 games to play, with Devon in 6th with 8 points, although they're about to get a 4-point bump after they're credited with 2 wins over the defunct Fort Saskatchewan Chiefs and will jump to 5-5-0-2 and 12 points with 2 games left. Even Bonnyville, in 7th with 8 points at 4-7-0-0 with 3 games to play, has a slim shot at the playoffs if they can run the table. The standings are really tight in the middle, so it will be interesting to see how it shakes out. "It would be nice to win these last 2 and get home ice for at least the first round," said Ivy. "Every team is looking good down the stretch, so we'll see what happens." George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.